Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Rosalind. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'd like to file a claim. I was trying to file in the state that I live in, but going through all the stuff, the company that I worked for and was a contracting company was in Alabama, and apparently all the stuff is over there and was filed through there. So they told me I have to file in Alabama.
So you work, your company is in Alabama that you work for, you were getting paid for?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. All right. So let's go ahead and file your claim, okay?
All right.
May I have your social?
You bet. It's 542-90-0594.
Let me repeat that. 542-90-0594.
Yep. That's correct.
Okay. And tell me your first. Oh, you never file, so we got to put all the information in.
Okay.
So just a moment for me. All right, what's your first name?
It is William.
Okay. And last name?
McKee.
M-C-K-E-E?
Yeah, it might be, I think that they filed me under McKee-Tunell, T-U-N-N-E-L-L, because that's what it's on my Social Security card.
Okay, so spell that to Neil again.
Okay. McKee, M-C-K-E-E, hyphen, Tunell, T-U-N-N-E-L-L.
Okay. And what's your date of birth?
It is September 14th, 1970.
Okay, you are male figure. Is that accurate?
I am what?
A male.
Yes.
I hear you. I hear you, but I still ask. I still ask.
And you got to do that kind of crap? That's terrible.
Yeah, we still ask. Yeah. Are you a U.S. citizen?
I sure am.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
Nope.
And English is your preferred language, right?
Obviously, English.
All right. These are just questions, and each one that I ask is right in front of me, okay? Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Okay. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. And the highest grade you've completed in school?
I got a couple of two-year degrees, and I'm just about done with my four-year degree, so.
Okay. Good deal. And what's your mother's maiden name?
Clark.
Okay. And do you have an Alabama driver's license?
I do not.
Okay. What's the state your driver's license in?
It's in Oregon.
Okay.
Now, here's one of the things you're going to run into. So the only thing on my Social Security card is the McKee-Tunell. All my driver's license, All my military stuff, everything is just McKee. That's the only different thing. So if you run into that, that's what you'll see. Same person.
Okay, no problem. Okay, so I got your Oregon State. What's the driver's license number?
Oh, boy. Let me look. Where's my... Mm-hmm. You'll find my wallet.
No problem.
Four, six, three, nine, eight, eight, two. I thought it.
Okay. 4639882.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit or in your checking or savings account or the Advantage prepaid card. Which do you prefer?
Probably do the direct deposit.
All right, in your checking account, and if so, do you have your routing number and account number available?
Yeah, just a second. I'm trying to pull it up here.
Okay.
Man, this thing's slow. Let's see. Okay, the routing number is 325-07-0760.
Okay, what's your account number?
89-23-00-260.
Okay. And your mailing address.
What's that?
Your mailing address.
It is 2166 Meadow Place, Southeast, Albany, Oregon, 97322.
And what's that state again? Can you repeat it for me?
Oregon.
And that city.
Say that again?
The city.
Oh, the city, Albany.
Albany, okay. All right. Is your residence and your mailing, is your home address and your mailing address the same?
Oh, yeah, mailing address is exactly the same. You bet.
Okay. Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
And what's your telephone number?
It is 541-730-1969.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? A and B, Medical Supplies, Avery Square, Custom Optical Frame, Hunter's Glen Homeowners Association, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Medford, Hillsboro, Lebanon, Bend, none of the above.
Lebanon.
Okay. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1662 Sherman Street, Southeast. 18.
That's the one.
Okay. Which of the following cities has never had a current or former association to you? Sweet Home, Charlestown, Salem.
Charlestown's.
Okay. Which of the following streets have you never lived or used as your address? 28495 Pleasant, Ford Street Southwest, Pleasant Valley Road, Hyatt Street, or all of the above?
Now, this is never?
Never. Never lived.
What was the second one?
Ford Street Southwest.
Ford Street? Yeah, that was a never.
Okay. Okay, did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work for another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
Well, I'm going to say no, but it was because I was a contractor for that company and they do military contracts, but that doesn't make me a federal employee. So I'm assuming how that's kind of what you're asking.
Basically.
So no. That's how I'm looking at that would be a no.
Okay. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And did you serve, active duty in the last 18 months?
No. I retired in 2019.
Okay. Good for you. Good deal. Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
I used to before I left. The last job, I was at home for most of 2020 until January, and then I was shipped to Afghanistan, and I was there until they kicked us out of Afghanistan.
Okay, so we'll just put no, maybe, because you don't commute.
Yeah,
here.
I guess it would probably be no.
Okay. Okay, are you available for and seeking work in Alabama now?
I'm seeking work all over the place.
Okay.
So, but it's really hard to find. It's been hard to find work. I know I could have applied for benefits way before because I haven't worked since I left SES, the company that's in Huntsville, Alabama.
Okay.
But it's been really, really hard to find work that actually pays good enough. They want they want to pay barely above minimum wage and expect you to work somewhere else and then have your home here. Because I got a house in Oregon, and I can't do that. That's what's been difficult. So,
okay,
I
understand. I totally understand.
COVID's been making it impossible.
Absolutely. COVID shifted a whole lot of things, sir. All right. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
I don't know what that is.
It's something dealing with the trade readjustment. If you actually did, you would know what the trade readjustment is, basically.
Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
Okay, no problem.
Never heard of it.
And are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance?
I don't even know what that is.
Meaning your job was terminated basically because of a disastrous cause. Say, for instance, a tornado or something came and just wiped your company out.
No.
Okay. And what was your last day at work?
The last day of May 2020, I think, or it might have been extended past there because I had a whole bunch of leave and everything, so it could have been in June.
Okay. So which one are you comfortable with?
I'm not really sure because I don't remember when my last check was.
Okay.
All I know is
it was around that time and in 2020, right? So I'm just gonna put the last day of May. Is that okay?
That's fine.
May 31st, 2020.
you guys will have the information when you pull it, when you pull it up there anyway, when you pull up all the stuff.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been physically and mentally and physically able to work?
Yes. A couple weeks ago, I got over COVID, so there was about 2 weeks that I was kind of down, but that was it.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, uh-uh.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, I do not.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or a training program?
Nope, I do not.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Are you available for shifts in all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or received a pension other than Social Security from an employer you've worked for in the last 18 months?
I'm receiving no pension from anyone.
Okay. What about workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
Nope.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right. And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
I suppose if that means like I'm willing to travel to whatever state, wherever the job is,
mm-hmm.
as long as it meets the needs of the pay and the compensation. So,
okay,
that's not a problem. It's finding the job that's going to be able to pay. Mm-hmm. So,
I understand. Okay. So if you're willing to do state to state, that means that can go up into hundreds of miles. So,
Even looking at overseas. So for contracts mm-hmm. overseas for companies here, military contracts.
Okay.
I'm an aviation guy, so.
Okay. So I'm just gonna put because the highest number to let us put is 999.
Yeah, okay. Sure. That's fine.
All right. What is the lowest hourly wage will you accept?
$40 an hour. Although I was making, before this, when I left, I was making $45 an hour and 50.
Okay.
For the last thing. That's what I was making. So.
Okay. All right. And you don't work for a union hiring hall, do you?
No. Uh-uh.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know of any aviation. I don't know that there is a union. I don't think
okay.
there is. Away from it.
Okay.
Back
and did you? Oh wow. All right. Did your employer give you a definite date to return back to work?
No. They just didn't have when the Afghanistan contract shut down. They didn't have any available jobs at the time, so there was nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it was pretty much a layoff. So.
Okay. And you're an aviation inspector?
Yes, I am an aviation inspector.
Okay, so, and you inspect aircrafts, maintenance products, navigational. Okay. It's just, I heard you say aviation, so I didn't have to ask you the question on your job title, so. Just wanted to make sure. Okay. And Science and Engineer is the last company. Is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. And this is your separating employer. And you actually, the reason is because lack of work?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, do you have a phone number to that company?
Do I have a what?
A phone number.
Yeah, I can get you one right here. Let's see, Huntsville.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was. Huntsville Operations, 256-258-0000. 0500.
Okay. All right, I got your last day working. What was your employment start date?
Oh, I actually started working for him in 2019, May of 2019, like May 10th or May 1st.
Okay. And this is located in Huntsville, Alabama?
It is.
Okay. And you're not...
Need address?
Nah, no, I don't. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And the last employer was... No, not the last employer, I'm sorry. Are you expected to receive vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Oh, no. It's been too long. I mean, I got that stuff already.
Already, okay. All right, good.
Yeah, so I have been looking for work since then. So
okay,
it's been a long time. I actually didn't, you know, like I said, I wasn't going to apply for benefits, but my savings is getting really low, and and I don't, you know, and I'm, you know, with the way the economy's been, it's made it even worse. So, I was hoping to find something before then, so, but this is where I'm at, so.
Understand. All right, so I'm going to provide you a temporary pin, and this pin will actually give you access to the online portal when you're getting ready to log in. You can either log in or do your claim online or by phone. I'm going to go ahead and give you this temp pen.
Yeah, I tried to go through the online thing, and it kept saying it couldn't process anything. It was like server error stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, crap, how do I get it? I was like, oh, I'll just call.
Yeah, absolutely. We're here. All right. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit withheld for federal income tax purposes?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
Okay.
I always pay the tax, man. whatever the requirement is to do it, make sure that's, you know, taken out.
So. Okay. All right. So I do. I selected yes for that for you. And also, that PIN that I was telling you about is 9470.
Okay, 9470. Got it.
Okay. All right, so we're at the end of your claim. I'm going to provide you some closing information.
You bet.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Keep a list of your weekly job contacts. You may be selected for an eligibility review at a later date and required to submit evidence of your work search. You must also register for work and maintain an up-to-date registration with the local unemployment service or career center in your area. Failure to register for work within 7 days from today could cause a denial of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete that weekly certification process to claim benefits for the previous week. You will be required to enter your Social Security number in the PIN you use for this claim when you file your weekly certification. You can file online by going to www.labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. You can file your weekly certification any day, Sunday through Friday, but failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call us at 1-800-361-4524. Mr. McKee, we have completed your unemployment claims. Do you have any questions for me?
Yeah, so I just wanted to make sure I understood what you were saying. So I need to I need to show my that I'm looking for work in that information through Alabama, or both? I have to do it both in Alabama and in Oregon.
Well, since you're filing here, it has, well, in your local area, it has to be here because you're
okay.
filing for benefits here.
Okay. But I can use the services that they have to help me try to find work in Oregon, and I could use the service to help me find work in with Alabama, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Great. No, that answers everything.
Okay. Well, there's nothing else then. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. You enjoy the rest of your day, okay?
Okay. And I should hear whether or not I'm actually going to get so up to like three weeks is how long it'll tell me if I know that I'll get any unemployment.
Yes, sir. It takes up to 3 weeks. Yes, sir.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling the Alabama Compensation Call Center.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.